Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas launched a terrorist attack into southern Israel. Jewish state responded with a military operation in Gaza that's still ongoing.
Demonstrations in Rome, London, and Washington over the weekend also demanded an end to the war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not bowing to public pressure.
At this moment, what comes first is to cover the expenses of the war and to allow us to conduct the war in the coming year and complete it, including the elimination of Hamas, including the return of our hostages.
On Saturday, Osama Hamdan, a senior official with Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terror group, said the captives are being taken care of. He also referred to a deal that Israel said it had brokered with Qatar to deliver medicines for the hostages. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Campaigners gathered Sunday in Sydney for a rally to urge Australia to send unwanted helicopters to Ukraine, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Wang called for an immediate and comprehensive.
Australia's entire fleet of MRH-90 Taipan helicopters was grounded after a crash during a multinational military exercise off the coast of Queensland State in July. Ukraine has asked Australia about using the European-designed Taipan helicopters for its war against Russia. However, Australian officials have said the aircraft will be dismantled as planned and buried at an Australian defence site because of concerns over the safety and reliability.
VOA's Phil Mercer, this is VOA News. American Institute in Taiwan Chair Laura Rosenberger and members of the U.S. delegation of former senior government officials arrived in Taiwan Sunday evening for post-election meetings with local political leaders. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Former U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley and former Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg, members of the delegation, will meet Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen Monday morning. The American Institute in Taiwan is the de facto U.S. embassy in the Republic of China, Taiwan. Through a press release, the AIT said the U.S. government had asked Hadley and Steinberg to travel in their private capacity to Taiwan. China has said that it opposes any official interaction with Taiwan, but has not indicated whether it considers the upcoming visit an official one. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is accusing the state of Texas of blocking federal agents who were trying to save a migrant woman and two children who drowned. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Homeland Security officials and Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar are accusing the Texas National Guard and Texas Military Department of physically blocking Border Patrol agents from entering Shelby Park along the Rio Grande River Friday night after they were made aware of three people in distress in the river. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of the woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. The Justice Department took the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas officials told the court they had seized Shelby Park, but refute that Border Patrol agents had been denied access. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. sub-freezing temperatures have been blasting much of the region and have put millions of Americans at risk. Potentially dangerous cold weather storms have left four dead and continued to dump snow from coast to coast. The National Weather Service said Sunday that wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees. That's in the states of Montana and the Dakotas. An estimated 95 million Americans face potential windy, frigid conditions with temperatures below zero, even into northern Texas. Buffalo, New York could see up to 2 feet of snow. Weather so severe it forced an NFL playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and Pittsburgh Steelers to be postponed from Sunday to Monday. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.